Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You're tuned in to the FF Faceoff. Here, ready to drop the elbow on your competition, is Mike and Anthony. Ooh, yeah, dig it. Greatest, yeah, the FF Faceoff.
And what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the FF Faceoff. I am your host, Anthony Servino. You can follow me on Twitter at The Real NFL Guru. You can follow the show at the FF Faceoff. We can be found at all the top social media and podcast platforms. And today I am flying solo and Mike is off tonight, which is okay because I am here to bring you my top player props and my top DFS picks for Sunday's slate. Now, there's only four teams involved. There's only two games. It's championship weekend, conference championship weekend, and the National Football League. This weekend, we will determine who will represent the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Yesterday, if you tuned in, you will know that Mike and I differ in everything. Mike likes the Bills and the Packers. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So we have a few shot bets on the line for Monday's reaction show, but this is going to be one of the better championship weekends in a very long time. As far as postseason teams, we're getting the best of the best here. I know Tampa Bay got in on a wild card, but that's really a technicality. It was Tom Brady's first year in a new system after, you know, 19 years with the New England Patriots and had a nice start, but also a rough middle of the year and then really picked it up after the bye week and that team made their adjustments. This is the four best teams in the National Football League that will be squaring off to advance to the Super Bowl. Now, just to say what's going on in the chat, Julia is our leadoff hitter. She is saying good evening, happy Friday to Mike and Anthony. It's just really Anthony right now, but that's okay. Anthony can do the job. And we also have one of my, and listen, the official Young Hoo Koo YouTube channel is here. He is saying, hello, I am considering retiring the name, the official Young Hoku YouTube channel, because he wants to start a Madden channel. I get it, but don't retire the name. At least retain the name for this show, because quite honestly, this is the best name in the history of sports. Like, I really enjoy when you come into the chat and I get to say the official Young Hoku YouTube channel. It's one of my favorite parts of coming on. And you're on almost every show. So please keep the name for the sake of this show. It will make me very, very happy. Julia follows that up with DFS. Mr. Guru ranked fourth in quarterbacks this weekend, or ranked the four quarterbacks this weekend. So I really want to get into the news and the injuries first, but Julia, we will, or I will comply, and I will rank my quarterbacks for this weekend. And if you look at the matchups, they're all pretty good matchups, right? Tampa, Green Bay, you have Rodgers versus Brady. You have Josh Allen versus, obviously, Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is a little bit healthier than people think. Yes, the news today is Patrick Mahomes cleared the concussion protocol. Was he ever really dealing with concussion? I feel like that was just a technicality because of how he was. He got the wind knocked out of him. All the reports are saying he was, and I quote, choked out. Not really a concussion. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. And if Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine, then he is my number one quarterback on this slate right now. Patrick Mahomes in four drives last week against the Cleveland Browns, two touchdowns, two field goals. The game went under, and I had the over. If Patrick Mahomes never got hurt, that game was going over. He was borderline unstoppable, and that's going to continue this week against the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, let me tell you something. With Matt Milano in the lineup versus the games that Matt Milano did not play, and I had the tweet, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, there was roughly a 9 to 10 point difference in terms of points per game allowed with this guy in a lineup. And that's including the playoffs. He's a difference maker. But the Buffalo Bills, they're going to be on the road. And we might get Sammy Watkins. And people who play fantasy and they're just fantasy might say, who cares? It's Sammy Watkins. He has one or two good games a year. Sammy Watkins in a postseason with the Kansas City Chiefs, over 90 yards receiving a game. He might not be great in fantasy week in and week out, but when it comes to big games and big game players, Sammy Watkins is a big game player, and he's going to be a significant piece if he does in fact play on Sunday. Even if Sammy's out, Mecole Hardman, he can do a lot of things. DeMarcus Robinson. Oh, by the way, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill got a couple of carries last week, and that is with Clyde Edwards-Helaire out. By the way, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, questionable to play. He'll probably play this week. Forget about Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell's done. I'm a big Le'Veon Bell guy. I thought he squandered his opportunities in Pittsburgh. Went to the New York Jets. Kept regressing, and in Kansas City, many thought, including myself, Le'Veon Bell was going to bounce back. Le'Veon Bell's done. He's shot. The fact that Darrell Williams was the best running back on that team last week, and it wasn't even close. He might even be the best running back on that team if CEH comes back. I'm not talking about season long. I'm talking about this weekend. So Patrick Mahomes, my number one quarterback, I'm going to follow him up. This is tough. In theory, Josh Allen should be number two, but I'm actually going to put Tom Brady number two because I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning this football game. Tom Brady's playing some of his best football of the year. There's no Antonio Brown. He's ruled out. Who cares? They have Scotty Miller. They have Ty Johnson, who's made plays. Gronk gets shut down. Oh, by the way, Cameron Brate steps up, who opened the year as a tight end three. Tom Brady has nothing but weapons. Leonard Fournette was like number one or number two in that team in receptions and yards last year. Depth. There is depth in Tampa Bay. And in week six of this season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laid out your number one seed in the NFC. Green Bay Packers laid them out so badly, 38-10. Now, albeit that was in Tampa Bay, this is going to be in Green Bay with potential snow, which favors the Packers. But do you forget where Tom Brady played for 19 years in New England in that weather? Tom Brady does not care about the weather. Aaron Rodgers does not care about the weather. Now, can you make the case that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the rest of that team, may not like playing in the cold? But I would say, and I've said this on the last show with Mike, and I've said this a lot, 95% of the NFL, not named Lamar Jackson, has played in the snow before. This is not going to make the difference. I love the over in the NFC Championship game. And people, oh, it could be snowing. Who cares? It was a blizzard a couple of weeks ago, end of the regular season, when the Tennessee Titans came into town. And Aaron Rodgers lit them up, and that game went over. Last year, 2019, it was a blizzard at MetLife Stadium. New York Giants, Tampa Bay comes to town. People thought Green Bay comes to town, and I loved Aaron Rodgers. And people saw, oh, you're nuts. Why? Why? It's snowing. And do you forget where Aaron Rodgers plays in Green Bay? Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdowns. I do not care about the weather in this game with these two quarterbacks. They are very much used to it. The game's going to go over. And, well, I think heavy DFS players, they're going to go into this Kansas City-Buffalo game and think that's the right way to go. Pivot to the NFC Championship game. I think there's going to be a lower ownership percentage with those players because people are going to be scared of the weather, and I believe the smart players are going to go in that direction. So I have Mahomes, I have Brady, I have Allen, I have Rodgers. I really do see all these quarterbacks popping. I would go with one of the lesser ones. I would go with the Brady or Rodgers. They are the two lesser expensive quarterbacks. And I can very much see them being on par with Mahomes and Josh Allen. And then with the money left over, you can go build your team elsewhere. Let's see what the hell is going on in this chat as I went through half of the injury news on that little bit of a rant. Julia is saying Mahomes is healthy, but Allen could have much more running yards. So is Allen a DFS play? Is Patrick Mahomes, I get Allen is the best running back on his team, and he is going to give you some rushing production, but Patrick Mahomes, he's not bad himself. I feel like people gloss over the fact that Patrick Mahomes, if he has to, will pull the football down and go run. I guess if you want to say Josh Allen will give you a little bit more, but this isn't Lamar Jackson. Like, Josh Allen isn't going to go win you a game with the legs in 2020, 2021, wherever we are. Last year, last season, 2019, he was more apt to do so. This year, now that he has Stephon Diggs, he's going to get it done with his arm. And that could be an issue. It could be an issue because the Buffalo Bills and Mike, when he's here, doesn't like when I say it. They don't have a semblance of a running game. Whereas if these other teams need to lean on the run, we saw it last week. Darrell Williams, 70 yards. Leonard Fournette, back-to-back games, 100 total and a touchdown. We know what Green Bay can do. What can Buffalo do? Devin Singletary. Okay. 2 years now. We know what he is. Zach Moss. I'm starting to have a feeling I know what he is. He's out, by the way. TJ Yeldon, one of the better pass protecting backs in the league. We know what he is. There is no threat of a running game, which means this is all on Josh Allen to go into Kansas City and have the game of his life playing one-dimensional football. I don't see it, which is why I have Kansas State winning this football game. And to be quite honest, even if we had Chad Henne, I might have still picked the Kansas City Chiefs. Breaking news. Let's see what else Julia has to say. These are the four best teams. Love the matchup. It's going to be a smashing time this Sunday. I cannot wait for it. I'm losing sleep over it. This is going to be one of the better championship Sundays to my memory. Yeah, my ranking, Mahomes, Brady, Allen, Rodgers. Julia's ranking, Allen, Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes. So we're very close. I don't know why you have Mahomes dead last, considering the weapons, considering the home field advantage, and considering the fact that I'm not buying he was ever really dealing with a real concussion. Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. Let's dig through some of this news here. Matt Patricia is heading back to New England. Surprise, surprise. Matt Patricia is going to assist the coaching staff, and I quote, in a variety of roles. I mean, I guess that's okay. He failed as a head coach with the Detroit Lions. So the Patriots, a team that normally gets poached of assistance, they're getting one back, and that can only help their defense. Another non-conference championship and noteworthy, news blurb. The Texans interviewed Josh McCown for its head coaching vacancy. And McCown, he had a little bit of a stint. He was supposed to be with ESPN. 40-plus-year-old backup quarterback, latest stint in Philadelphia, longtime NFL backup slash starter, almost like a very poor man's Ryan Fitzpatrick. And all of a sudden, and believe me, this isn't a stretch to say Josh McCown could be a head coach in this league. Look at Jason Garrett, perennial backup in the league. And backups usually will emerge as a quality head coach because they're basically a head coach as a player because they are glued to the starting quarterback and the head coach and or the play caller. Do I believe his first real shot should be a head coach of the Houston Texans? No. Do I think there is a lot worse the Texans can do? Yes. Do I believe that Eric Bieniemy should get a head coaching job before Josh McCown? Yes. But this is the Texans. And just like I said about the Lions hiring Dan Campbell, the Lions are going to lion. The Texans are going to Texan. And this is the Texans' move. They also interviewed Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell is what he is as well. Deshaun Watson, if you're smart, and I know you're smart, you are pulling the card. Get your ass out of Houston if you want to go chase a championship. Because the way this organization is run right now, you're not going to get one in Houston. Some championship, conference championship news. Ronald Jones was a full participant in Friday's practice. He's dealing with a quad contusion. He was limited in every practice before this one. This is really, really good news that he's a full participant. However, Leonard Fournette is the hot hand. Back-to-back games, as I said, over 100 total yards and a touchdown in two postseason games. Plus a contusion usually involves swelling. We are going to Lambeau. We are going to be dealing with cold weather. It could flare up. We saw it flare up a little bit last week, despite the fact that it went over 60 yards on 12 or 13 carries. Yeah, you take a shot in DFS and a tournament play. I would still take Leonard Fournette regardless, but I don't hate the Ronald Jones play in DFS. I just think that Ronald Jones, if Bruce Arians is going to continue to ride the hot hand, which is Leonard Fournette, obviously the better receiver of the two. Tom Brady likes to check down. Leonard Fournette in DFS is your play on Sunday. A little bit more running back news out of Green Bay in that NFC Championship game. A.J. Dillon also dealing with a quad injury. He's going to play He's going to be the RB3 against the Buccaneers. He did fumble last week, which was not lost. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, jumped on it. But he's going to get mixed in. But this is still going to be the combination of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, as long as Jamal Williams, who's also dealing with an injury in his own right, plays in this football game. Sammy Watkins in Kansas City, he is questionable to play against Buffalo, which is, oh, by the way, a revenge game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who did not play last week, dealing with the hip injury, is questionable to play as well. But like Sammy, they haven't played in a couple weeks. We expect the Kansas City Chiefs to be more or less at full strength. I see Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Sammy Watkins both playing in this game. Le'Veon Bell dealing with the knee. Here's what I'm seeing. Le'Veon Bell is not expected to play. He has not been able to practice this week, and despite having the questionable tag, I can see Le'Veon Bell sitting, which is not a surprise. We're probably going to see a backfield commanded by Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams this week. In Buffalo, Gabriel Davis questionable. He was limited at the latter point of the week. He's going to be a legit game time call. I can see Gabriel Davis being active. Cole Beasley reappearing on the injury report with a knee issue for Championship Sunday. He was off the injury report, was placed on it in the middle of the week. Now he is once again off of it. So it looks like Cole Beasley is going to be heading into Championship Sunday ready to go. Patrick Mahomes, as I hinted earlier, has cleared the league's concussion protocol. This is no surprise. Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. We are going to see a full-strength Patrick Mahomes this week. Maybe he's dealing a little bit with a lower body injury, but this is the conference championship. This is Patty Mahomes, and he's going to give the Buffalo Bills, the one-dimensional offensive Buffalo Bills, a lot of problems. This is big news out of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, they finished the regular season, I believe, is a number one, at worst, number two ranked defense in stopping the run. Vita Vea hasn't played since week five or week six. He was activated from the injured reserve list earlier this week, and he will play this week. Do you already have a top one or two run defense? And now you mix in probably your best run defender in Vita Vea. This is going to be a real issue for Green Bay, who likes to run a balanced offensive attack between the run and the pass. This is going to give the Green Bay Packers fits. And if this becomes a one-dimensional game in Green Bay, which is a little bit of a reason why I picked Tampa Bay on top of Tom Brady and his success in his career in championship games and in Super Bowls and in big spots. And I love both Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. If I had to pick my top three quarterbacks of all time, it is Rodgers, Brady, or Brady, Rodgers, and Troy Aikman, because I'm a Cowboys fan and I have to be a homer somewhere. So this was a really hard game to project, but the fact that this Tampa Bay defense against the run is outstanding. Green Bay likes to run that balanced attack. And if you think back to week six, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, they could not get going. They made it one-dimensional. Aaron Rodgers could not get going. One of his worst games of the year. I love Tampa Bay in this matchup. And no, they're not going to stifle this Green Bay offense. But when it's all said and done, I can see both of these games, AFC and NFC, being decided by one score, being decided by the last team with the football in their hands will win this game. Both of these games are going to fall out that way. I just see the Chiefs and I see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being that team on either end. Big news out of Tampa Bay. And if you're a DFS player, this might be good news because now you can build a Ty Johnson or a Scotty Miller, or if you're really trying to be sneaky, a Cameron Brate into your lineups because Antonio Brown, who suffered a knee injury last week, has been ruled out. This is big news because instead of Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin, you're going to get Godwin, Evans, and Scotty Miller, and or Scotty Miller and Ty Johnson. You can panic a little bit, but the line's not going to shift because Antonio Brown's not playing. This Tampa Bay team before the Antonio Brown addition was still one of the better teams in the league. They can play without him. We just saw late in the year they can also play with him. Now they've got to play without him again. Without Antonio Brown earlier in the year, they were still one of the better teams in the league. I'm not worried. Let's swerve back out of Championship Sunday news before we talk about some props. Rob Ryan is back into football. Rob Ryan is going to Baltimore, inside linebackers coach. His brother Rex won a Super Bowl in Baltimore, which catapulted him into head coaching status. Rob Ryan's the one with the crazy-ass hair. Had a stint in Dallas. Really had a stint in a lot of places. He's back. He's in Baltimore, and I think this is a really good move for the Baltimore Ravens. Vance McDonald's, Pittsburgh Steelers tight end, who made a name for himself with that, I believe it was against Chris Conte, a defensive back who Vance McDonald had that great stiff arm and took a touchdown to the house. He is now retired after 8 seasons in the NFL. Vance McDonald looked the part, dealt with injuries early, went to Pittsburgh. We thought he was going to be the guy, but he never emerged to be the guy. This year they brought in Eric Ebron, and he was the guy. Vance McDonald is now out of the league. He retired. It is what it is. Billy O'Brien, he has a job in college. It's with the University of Alabama, but he at least has a job. He's going to be the University of Alabama's offensive coordinator. The Jaguars hired ex-Lions offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell as their offensive coordinator. This is really good news. Bevell is a guy that likes to run the football. If you're a James...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Robinson fantasy owner and dynasty, you're probably happy about this addition. One more piece of news from Championship Sunday. Then I'll move on to some props. Jamal Williams was limited with a knee injury. If Jamal Williams is ruled out, then I think you can fire up A.J. Dillon and DFS. But if Jamal Williams is good enough to go, then I think he sees his normal 10-plus touch role, spelling Aaron Jones, and that diminishes the value of A.J. Dillon just a little bit. Now, that's all out of the way. Let's get into some of the props I like this week. Let's start. Aaron Rodgers over at DraftKings, over 279.5 passing yards. If there's a hole in this Tampa Bay defense, it's not running the football. It's not the front seven. It's in their secondary. The first week of the postseason, they played Washington. We know that as a team that struggles to pass the football to begin with. They follow that up going against the Saints, a team with a quarterback who probably should be retired in Drew Brees. The biggest play in that game was Jameis Winston's big throw to Tre'Quan Smith. It was a trick play, and Tre'Quan Smith was wide open. So do I think Aaron Rodgers will go over 279 and a half yards? And this is going to be a close one. I'm going to say no. I'm going to take the under on Aaron Rodgers' yardage total. And I think I take the under here because I do believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will ultimately win this game. Not saying that Aaron Rodgers is not capable. We know what Aaron Rodgers did this year. We also know that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can be lit up. But if you're taking the Packers to win, you take the over here. If you're taking Tampa to win, as I am, you're going to take the under, which is why I'm doing so. Aaron Rodgers over, or Aaron Jones over 87.5 total yards, and that is rushing and receiving. This I will go over because Aaron Jones, as I hinted before, he's a dual threat. He is one of the better pass catching backs in the league. Aaron Rodgers not afraid to go to him deep for a running back. For a pass to a running back. They will also commit to Aaron Jones, and I know this is a tough matchup for the Tampa Bay or going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But we're talking about total yards. Let's say that Aaron Jones runs a wheel route and he goes for 40. And this over is 87.5. He only needs 47.5 rushing yards to push. I think that is very, very reasonable. We're not looking for him to go over 100. 87.5 is completely feasible in this matchup at home against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And as great as their front seven is, they're not invincible. So I would take the over on this total here. I'll give you another one. Oh, and this is coming from BetMGM. The odds are plus 145. Aaron Rodgers over 2.5 touchdowns. I'm going to take the over. I like the over in this game overall. There's going to be production that has to happen. So if you like the over, you have to assume Aaron Rodgers is going to throw three touchdown passes, especially if you are like me and believe this Tampa Bay run defense is for real. Aaron Jones can go over 87.5 and not score a touchdown, which is why I like that overplay. He could catch a touchdown from Aaron Rodgers, something that we've seen many, many, many times. Aaron Rodgers, if this over hits, he is surely going to throw three touchdown passes. This is one over that I will take. Two more from this game. Davante Adams, 7+ receptions, and the Packers score 20. Last week it hit. Only last week, and this is over at pointsbet.com. Davante Adams had 6 receptions, the Packers score 20, and you hit that combo parlay prop over at PointsBet. This week, it is up to 7 receptions, and the Packers score 20. The Packers are going to score 20. Davante Adams is going to get you your 7 receptions. He is not only the number one receiver in Green Bay, he has an innate, uncanny rapport with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to get enough targets. He's going to get enough receptions, and the Packers will score enough points to cash this combo prop bet over at pointsbet.com. And I'll give you one more from PointsBet. Leonard Fournette, 50 rushing yards and a touchdown. Back-to-back games, Leonard Fournette gave you 100 total and a touchdown. We're looking for 50 rushing and a TD. In those back-to-back games in which he had 100 total and a touchdown, he would have hit this prop. He will hit it again. I know Ronald Jones is a full participant. I do believe this quad contusion will be an issue on Sunday in the cold weather. Leonard Fournette is the hot hand, and as long as he gets that like 12 to 15 carry range, Leonard Fournette will give you 50 rushing yards, especially running it down the throats of the Green Bay Packers, as I say on this show in the articles I write over at thegameday.com. You can get to this Green Bay defense if you punch him in the mouth and run it down their throats, which is the way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like to utilize their running game. Let's trend over, and Julia and everybody else, I will get to your questions. I want to finish up some of my top props here. Let's go to this Bills Kansas City game. Josh Allen over 305 and a half passing yards against Kansas City at Arrowhead. Many people like the over in this Kansas City Bills game. Many people like the under in the Green Bay Packers game. I'm flip-flopped. I like the over in Green Bay, and I like the under in Kansas City. Call me crazy. That's just the way I see it going. If this game goes under, Josh Allen will not throw for 306 yards, which is what you need to hit this bet. I'm going to go under on Josh Allen. I think people underestimate the fact that, number one, Kansas City's pass defense isn't terrible. Rashad Breeland's outstanding. They have Tyrann Mathieu, who can always make a play and pick a ball off. They have a decent pass rush. And, oh, by the way, the Buffalo Bills can't run the football. This is going to be a one-dimensional offense. You have Tyrann Mathieu roaming in that secondary. It would not surprise me one bit if Tyrann Mathieu forced two turnovers on Sunday en route to a Chiefs win. I'm going to go under on 305.5 passing yards for Josh Allen. Now, here is where we could get interesting. Who's going to have more receiving yards, Stephon Diggs or Travis Kelce? Travis Kelce gets a matchup against the Bills, one of the more fruitful teams to enemy tight ends. Stephon Diggs, while he is getting a underrated secondary, he was still the best wide receiver in the NFL this season. I'm going to take Stephon Diggs by a hair. And that's just because you can go to deep with Stephon Diggs and he can give you 75-yard touchdown on one play, where Travis Kelce will probably need to give you 7 receptions to get that 75 yards. So I will edge out Stephon Diggs here. Let's go back to points bet. Tom Brady over 38.5 passing attempts. I like the under. I like the under because I believe the combination of Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones will see enough of the workload where maybe Tom doesn't have to throw the ball all that much. Again, I am also one who believes Tampa Bay will win this game. If you believe the Packers will win this game, it will probably be smart for you to take the over. Because if you think the Packers will win, the Green Bay Packers will be playing with the lead and Tampa Bay is going to have to throw a lot. So it all depends on who you believe will win this game. What else do we have here? Here's a good one from Fox Bet. Stephon Diggs and Travis Kelce to both score a touchdown. Your odds are +280. I would take that and not blink an eye. Stephon Diggs, I get Buffalo has some nice weapons. Gabriel Davis and Cole Beasley and John Brown. They don't have any running backs. Dawson Knox, who I like a lot. But Stephon Diggs, if you had to say if there's anybody on the Buffalo Bills who's going to score a touchdown, who's it going to be? It's going to be Stephon Diggs. Let's go to Kansas City. Look at the matchup. I told you, the Bills were one of the more fruitful teams to enemy tight ends. Travis Kelce has been immaculate this season. I believe that continues this week. So at +280 odds, you would be, I don't want to say dumb, but I would go to Fox Bets right now. I would sign up to an account and I would take this bet and not blink an eye. This has better than 50-50 odds of hitting, even though it's a combo prop. I like both of these players to score a touchdown. Let's go into the chat here. And looks like we're a little bit backed up. Julia is saying Josh McDaniels so loyal to Bill Belichick and now Patricia's coming back. they're only one quarterback away from being competitive again. How many years do I think Belichick is going to keep going? I mean, Belichick, he can go forever, right? He might perish on the sideline. I don't want to see that happen. I love Bill Belichick, the best coach to ever step on a football field. But I'm not crazy to say that he will keep going as long as Bill Belichick wants to keep going, and as long as Bill Belichick upstairs continues to be competent. All that being said, like, I can see Bill Belichick, who's what, maybe in his lower 70, 69, 70 years old right now. I can see Bill Belichick going another 3 to 5 years as long as the Patriots start to win again. If the Patriots have another season the way they did this year, if you're Bill Belichick and you have nothing left to prove and all that can happen is tarnish your legacy, and all that can happen is for people to say Belichick couldn't do it without Tom, I'm bouncing if I'm Bill. Forget it. Why? You have nothing left to prove. You're the best coach to ever do it. Walk away. However, if you can get the right pieces in place and you're getting some of your coaching personnel back and all of a sudden you're a first place team, yeah, you keep going, Bill. It all depends on what happens in the immediate future for Bill Belichick. Scott Cowboys 3, what's going on? Cowboys question. Do I think Marcus May is a great fit? And another Marcus Mosher, you can follow him on Twitter, give him a look. He is a colleague of mine over at the Game Day. He actually made a tweet about Marcus May being one of the better fits for the Dallas Cowboys. If the money can work, I would be all over it. The Cowboys need help in the secondary. They have a high pick. Maybe you go spend some of your money and on a Marcus May. You're not going to have to spend up like you would have for a Jamal Adams, but he's a quality player. You get a little bit of a discount who can ultimately pop this year, and then go use those draft picks to replenish your offensive line. What do I think about the Steelers signing Dwayne Haskins? I said it yesterday. I made obnoxious comments that he's going to be the future of their friend. Like, it is an asinine pick. I get it if you want to take a gamble on him. But shouldn't you be bringing in quarterbacks? And I know it's early in the offseason. But you should be considering or thinking about life after Big Ben. Even if Big Ben comes back, do you really want him back? And if Big Ben doesn't come back, are you comfortable rolling out Mason Rudolph, Josh Dobbs, and Dwayne Haskins as your top three quarterbacks? This is a Steelers team that used to be one of the more storied franchises in the NFL. And really, you're becoming almost like the ass of the AFC North. Yes, they won the division, but do you remember how they ended this year? Do you remember how they got blasted out of the postseason? Do you remember that Ben Roethlisberger had no interest in picking up that fumble? You go get it, James Conner. If I bend down, I might not come up. And yeah, I'm being an ass right now, but this is something to consider. Pittsburgh under Cowher and those great coaches and players of the past, even Mike Tomlin in his early days, they need to do something. And Dwayne Haskins is not your answer in Pittsburgh. With a defense like that, like I wouldn't mind going and getting Andy Dalton. Go get a game manager who can make a play. Like Mason Rudolph's quality game manager, but do you trust him in a big spot to make a play? Go get somebody who can not only, like, go get Teddy Bridgewater. And I'm not even a Teddy Bridgewater guy, but he would be the best quarterback on that offense right now. So Dwayne Haskins, I'm happy he's getting another opportunity. I don't want to see players falter. I don't root for it. But he is not your answer. This is a guy who had issues where the press was coming out with stories questioning his work ethic, and now you're going to go to Pittsburgh? Give me a break. I don't like it. Nothing. Julia wants me to rank the following coaches: Brandon Staley, Todd Bowles, Robert Saleh, Leslie Frazier, Vance Joseph. I'm obviously going to go Staley number one, since he has the head coaching gig. And since many, including myself, had the Rams defense left for dead after Wade Phillips left, they lost some key pieces. They lost Wade Phillips. And this defense emerged as the number one defense in the league. Brandon Staley is number one. I would also put Todd Bowles. I'm going to put Saleh number two. I'm going to put Saleh number two. Because Saleh, despite all the injuries in San Francisco, still had a top 10 defense. I'm going to put Todd Bowles number three because what he was able to do in Tampa Bay. And I also think Todd Bowles should and will get another head coaching opportunity in the NFL. I would go Leslie Frazier four, Vance Joseph five. But they're all quality defensive coordinators. Just because they may not have worked as a head coach, not everybody does. But as far as defensive coordinators, that is how I would rank them. Yes, Scott, I talked about this earlier, about Josh McCown interviewing for the Texans. It would be a Texans move. I followed it up with, if you're Deshaun Watson, I want out. Plain and simple. I already wanted out. I want out even more. And it's not a knock on Josh McCown. Josh McCown could be a Super Bowl winning head coach one day. But on his first opportunity, potentially, and if you're Deshaun Watson and you're like, yo, like I could have been playing with this guy a year or two ago. I might have played with him a year or two ago. You need better than that. If you're Deshaun Watson, you want to go to an organization with everything intact, including your head coach and your personnel and your supporting cast around you, and that is not Houston right now. If I'm Deshaun Watson entering the prime of your career, I want out of Houston because nothing's happening there anytime soon. Julia's asking, do I believe the Bucks cornerback should zone up on Davante Adams, or another scheme works better to stop Davante Adams? Do I know which team played Adams the best this season? Here, let's do this, Julia. I'm going to pull up exactly what you're asking, because that's a hell of a question. One of the better teams, in fact, to play Josh Allen was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, actually. So while I am pulling this up, let me play a fun little sound drop from Jeopardy to pass the time. All right, we're still not up yet. So I'm going to, I have two computers, multiple, two or three computers running right now, actually. And I'm going to go to my right and pull this up while the one in front of me is lagging a little bit. No figure. But I definitely know off the top of my head that one of the better teams to play Davante Adams was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Back in week six, Davante Adams, 6 of 10 for 61 yards, no touchdowns. One of the only games in which he was held out of the end zone. The Carolina Panthers, 7 of 10 for 42 and 0 touchdowns. So the Panthers played him really well. The best team to play Davante Adams, and it might have been because he got hurt really, really early in the game. The worst stat line, 3 of 3 for 36 against Detroit. That does not count because Davante got hurt. So it was Tampa Bay and it was Carolina, and obviously Carolina is out, Tampa Bay's in. So you're really staring at a top two team to play Davante Adams. You take out Davante Adams and you go say, okay, Aaron, go beat us with Allen Lazard, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who likes to drop the football, and Robert Tonyan. I'll take my chances with Tampa Bay. Let's move to another question. Gabriel Davis is out. I didn't see that he was officially ruled out. I'll double check. And sure, it'll be a catastrophic loss, and I say catastrophic over-exaggerating. It'll be a significant loss, but when you have Beasley, Diggs, and John Brown, it is what it is. What I'm seeing right now with Gabriel Davis is he is questionable. Could he have been ruled out at the time or between the time the show started and now? Maybe. I don't have any definitive right now. I'm going off that he's questionable. But still, Brown, Diggs, and Beasley are healthy. Dawson Knox is healthy. I think they'll be fine. Do I foresee Josh McDaniels being Bill Belichick's successor? Absolutely. What was the scheme that stopped Adams for the Bucks and the Panthers? I don't know, Julia. I will look, and I will try to give you an answer on Monday's reaction show. Again, I do not have that in front of me, but I will do my best to find out that answer for you because that's a hell of a question. Some DFS plays. Before we start to wrap up, we're right around the 49-minute right now. The 49-minute mark, you have your top four quarterbacks. You can make your pick. My best lineup at DraftKings right now, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm stacking the wide receivers. I'm stacking them all. I have Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, and Stephon Diggs. I have Dawson Knox in my flex. I believe I have Robert Tonyan as my tight end. Tampa Bay's defense. My running backs are Leonard Fournette. And I forgot who my other one is. Oh, Leonard Fournette and Aaron Jones. It's a loaded lineup. And in a GPP, what I'm really looking for is a guy like Dawson Knox to pop and Robert Tonyan to get a touchdown. I build quite a few lineups. And in these smaller slates, you have to. But off the top of my head, that is one of my favorite teams. Will I do one with Scotty Miller? Absolutely. Will I also pivot to Ty Johnson? Absolutely. But out of the lineups I've made so far, I'm kind of digging that one. And the key in a GPP is for Dawson Knox to pop a little bit. You need Tonyan to at least score. And you're really banking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense getting to Aaron Rodgers and making something happen. And this is CC'd. Not only to Levante David, but also Devin White, who had a monster game last week. I also like Kansas City's defense against Buffalo because, again, I picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win this football game. That will do it for today's show. I am happy that you spent your time with me on a Friday night. As I say to close every show, there is nothing else I'd rather be doing right now. There is nowhere else I'd rather be right now than right here talking football with you. I love talking football. Whether it's fantasy, betting, DFS, props, or just general storylines. I can go all day. I can go all night. But this will be the final show until Monday's reaction program, which is my favorite show of the week, where I get to act like a big baby and overreact to everything that happened and then have to retract half the things I say, but it's still fun. You know how I do it. But until then, I hope you have a happy and safe weekend. I hope you enjoy Conference Championship Sunday because we are getting absolutely positively the best two games we can possibly get. Probably the best Final Four in the NFL that we've seen in a very long time. And on Monday, we will know who will be playing in the Super Bowl. Have a good weekend. My name is Anthony Servino. Follow me on Twitter at TheRealNFLGuru. Follow the show at the FFFaceoff. We can be found on all of the top social media and podcast platforms. Again, be safe, and I will see you on Monday.